Thanks for joining Brother Freedom and myself. This is Thursday evening. God bless you. Thank you for being so faithful and listening. Father, you're just so wonderful. We're just praying and believing right now for the mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost. Lord, you see how we're made out of dust and how faulty and how imperfect we are, but how wonderful you are. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We praise God for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for Jesus, your wonderful Son, and we thank you for the Word and the Blood and all the good, wonderful things you do, Lord. Everything you do is good. We thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just thank you and we praise you for this day. I was just thinking when my brother was praying about it'd be hard to get up started, but you give that start. I thank you for that starting. Lord, the church has to have music and all these things to get the thing, their worship to going. And I thank you that you're real. Father, I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you that you're everywhere present at all times. Lord, I thank you that you've promised you never would leave us. You never forsake us. Your eye is over the righteous and your ear is open to their cry. And Father, this night we cry unto you this night. Oh Lord, to do thy will. Lord, I pray that you'll move mightily and touch this night in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I was just thinking about getting going out there, this message probably going all throughout the world, but we don't have a big band here. We don't have a lot of music. We don't have a lot of nothing. It seems like God comes down, moves on it anyway. And I guess that's the way he wishes for it, because I think if we were supposed to have the other, we'd have it, but we don't have it. And I pray that God is bigger and better than anything we can find. And I really believe tonight that God's going to lay a message here about the differences between a person that goes to heaven and a person that doesn't go to heaven. It's in the Bible. Jesus talked about it. He said there was a certain rich man which was clothed with purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. Every day. I'm going to elaborate on this because I believe the Spirit of God was talking to me about doing that. That's probably been about, maybe it could have happened even over 2,000 years ago, because Jesus said there was a certain rich man. So Jesus knew who the man was. He also knew about Lazarus. And Lazarus, the Bible said, he desired to be fed with the crumbs. So Lazarus is a real poor man, and the rich man had everything. He put it nowadays, for people can understand it, he had all the money that anyone could use. He probably had all the automobiles, airplanes, boats. He went on cruises. He did everything the world would desire. And Lazarus just there hungry. He didn't even have a job. He was just desiring that he might have a crumb to eat. But it shows a great comparison between the righteous and the beggarly. Bible said, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his soul? What would it profit you? Now that rich man, it says, is now in Hades or hell. And we know that Lazarus went to the other side. Put it up to nowadays, the rich man might have a great, people just love him. Oh, he's really had a real, not like the movie stars, a real name. Some of the famous names, he had everything that his heart could desire. There was nothing that he had lack of. He had it all. He could go to the finest doctors. He could go to the finest places. He could go to these exciting trips, goes around the world. He'd be on the cruises. He'd be on all the everything that men could desire because he could afford it. He was probably pretty high-minded person too. I believe he was thought he was somebody. How many times today we see people that think they're somebody? We see people that have got, seems like everything, but they don't have Jesus. They have fun, but there's nothing to touch your soul like the love of God. There's nothing to compare with the love of God. The blessings of God. What God has is forever real. The rich man probably, he wasn't always excited about things because everything got old to him. He looked for new excitement. He would want to do something different. He would remember a day he wanted to do exciting things, he thought. And there's another place in the Bible where there's a man, a certain rich man, that said he's going to take out his barns and put up bigger barns. And the Lord says, "Thou fool, thy soul was required of thee tonight." So we never know the time when this situations and what we're living in, when it's going to end. Even if we're lavishly got everything, because certain things can happen, it's going to end it. But a lot of things would be right now, you'd own the whole world, but if Jesus comes through the clouds of glory and the people left here, there's going to be an absence of a lot of things. Your money perishes. It no longer can buy because it's all used up. This world is coming where you're not going to be able to buy what to live in this world. I believe there's going to be perilous times coming. I believe there's going to be a time this earth is going to shake. You're going to see greater troubles. Now they're saying about weather. They're talking about troublesome times. But they're going to see greater. There's going to be this just the beginning of sorrow. It's not through it. It's going to be keep getting worse and worse. And the riches are not going to be able to pay your way then, because your riches don't amount to anything. What if where your riches are, the money means nothing no more? There'll be violence, there'll be bloodshed, and people, if you got a lot of money, they're going to come after you. So the rich man, you know, you need to be careful, because the day is coming when your money perishes. It's not going to be where you can do what you do with it now. And we need to be careful to believe riches are not the answer. What would profit a man? What would a profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his soul? What would a profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his health? Your life is worth more than all riches. Just put it down the level of your being, having people that you can associate with. What if this world gets to the place that you're not going to be able to have friends? You're not going to be having the things that you now have, because the elements of sad things are coming to pass to destroy. But I'll tell you, there's some people out here that want to do mean things. People do terrible things. There's going to be troublesome times. There's going to be heartaches before us. Now Lazarus, he had nothing. The Bible says we come in this world with nothing. When we leave, we'll have nothing. Our substance is not what we have from this life, only in the experiences through Jesus Christ. He's our way through this life, through the power of the Spirit of God. Jesus paid a price, a debt that we could not pay, and he paid in full that we might have redemption through his special blood, through the atonement of sin, that we could be saved and set free and washed in the blood of the Lamb and waiting on the Lord to come. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be, actually, when we get saved, we're waiting for that return, whatever, to a lifetime, and you wait a lifetime. That's your highest reason for living, to see Jesus when he comes back, because you're going to make your life is not complete until that time. You're still going to be a beggar here. You're going to be this beggar with that time. He takes you from beggar to heavenly places. It's going to be quite a turnaround. It's going to be something beyond. It's like the butterfly and the caterpillar. An old ugly caterpillar just crawls around and he's just down there. People walk on him. But when he becomes that butterfly, he flies, he soars through the sky and he lights up most beautiful. The other way, he's despicable almost. And that's what it is about our life. What would profit a man if he gained this whole world and lose out with the Lord? You know, your soul is so special because God made us that we're all going to live again in a new land. That's everyone in the center. But they're going to go to a place that's called hell. And they're going to spend their life. And I thought about all the people that probably were not going to. I thought how terrible it's going to be. Those people are going to have to live for their whole life to be tormented in a devil's hell. It's terrible. It's beyond. It's worse than the poor man Lazarus beggared Because he's going to have a new start. He's going to live in a heaven where there's not going to be more sin, no more darkness, no more crying, no more need of hospitals, no more need of ambulance, no more need of hearses, no need of fire trucks, no need of police cars. He don't have need of nothing because he's going to go to a place that's beyond any imagination. The Lord says we can't even understand how good it's going to be to those that love him. And that's in store for those who love the Lord Jesus Christ. And those that, like the rich man, we can fare and do great things right now. But the Bible says, what doth it profit you? If you, old man, old woman, you know, you can have fun here for a season, and you can go have your kicks. It's like getting drunk. You get drunk, and the next day you got a big hangover. And that's the way life is. You're going to have a big hangover, and you're going to feel oh so miserable, and you're going to feel ashamed when you realize that you could have done something about it. If you just sought God and asked Him, you could have a piece of heaven. God's got a place reserved for everybody. He's got a place that's for you. And you, brother, you out there, you need to make yourself ready for that day, because that day is coming. If you're not sure of yourself tonight, be sure of yourself, because He's coming through the clouds of glory. He says, my people, which are called by name, if they shall humble themselves. You know, many people don't humble themselves. I thought about when I come, their pride, they're taking up a pride. They don't want to say, oh, excuse me, I made a mistake. No, you need to tell, Lord, I made a mistake, and I want a new chance, a new life, because without you, I am a mistake. I don't want to leave this night until I know you as my personal Savior, Father. I want to have forgiveness of sin. I want to walk in holy place this night. I want to walk in victory. I want to live with you forever, Father. I don't want to no longer live in my old sinful life, my old way of despair. I want to walk in the way of holiness. I want to call to you this night. Lord, help me this night. Help me reestablish my way in you this night. Forgive me. Set me on fire. Let me on fire for you this day. Help me to walk in victory this night. Help me to walk determined to know you through the clouds of glory, because I want to be waiting for you. I want to be speaking to you. I want to call you, and you'll answer me. Oh, we need this night. We need our God. We need what He has. He says His eyes are over the righteous. His ears are over their... He's listening for us. He's in tune. We don't have to even change the channel. He's in tune with us. He's looking. He's waiting. He desired for us to make a move toward Him. If you'll make a move toward Him, He'll make a dozen toward you. He'll come to your call. He'll forgive you. He'll set your feet on a heavenly journey toward heaven. It's going to be a day of rejoicing. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Having the joy of the Lord is your strength. Bible says that He's going to have a people without spot or wrinkle. And that's the problem that most people have. We don't want to get rid of our pet sins. We don't want to get rid of the things that are so detestable because we like them. But I'll tell you out there, it's not worth keeping them. God will give you that new heart and new desire to seek the things of holiness, a holy desire to worship Him in spirit and truth. Unless we love God, we'd be ashamed to come to heaven any other way, but I believe that that's what we have to know God as our personal Savior. We have to know Him because we would be so ashamed up there that He'd spot it in a minute. That we are fakes. We just got in through the back door. And we don't need to get through the back door with the Lord. We need to come in the entrance. He has a great entrance for our mankind. Come to me, all ye that weary have weary laden, and I shall give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest in your soul. Call upon me this night, and I'll answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. We need to know that God be for us, who can be against us. Greater is He that's in us than He is in the world. Father, we just pray that you touch your people tonight. Oh Lord, I pray that you minister your love, your strength. I pray that you fortify them in your mighty hand of love this night. Father, I pray that you move upon them in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you minister to your people this night. Oh, touch your people in a mighty way. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. God bless you all out there. Ask Jesus this night. seek Him this night. Call upon Him. Why is there? You need to seek God tonight. I pray that God will touch your heart in such a way that you'll want Him. You'll be desirous of Him. You might say, well, I think I have Him. But you be sure of it, because He's coming soon. And we need to be ready. Oh, praise God. You need to be ready. God bless you all. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful opportunity, if you don't know Jesus, just to receive Him into your heart. Praise the Lord. And keep listening. There's lots of wonderful messages here that'll change your life. God bless you all. Amen.